I can't ignore this part of your WIP history. After you and Steve were broken up for whatever reason, you ended up with Howard Eskin, the other icon building block of sports talk in Philadelphia. First of all, were you in favor of that when they told you?
Well, no, because they had this, Steve and I were a team.
Yeah.
So they, Eskin came back to radio from doing TV, and they thought that putting us together would be a good show, but they kind of like threw Steve out the door, and they gave him like night hours or whatever. So I wasn't in favor of it, and I didn't think it would work, but because we were just, you know, we were like, to me, our chemistry wasn't good. I feel like Howard is what he is, but what he isn't is a team guy. So to do a show with a guy like that was really difficult when he wouldn't play along as a team. Now, you know how that works. You guys have the ultimate team.
Well, it is much harder that way. You know, I have said that publicly, and he's gotten angry about it because he has. I will say this, Mike. He has become more one now than he ever was in those early years. But you still had a very successful show with him, didn't you?
We went on for 3 years. A lot of people liked it. Some people didn't. I literally wanted to kill him every day.
Really?
Mike, do you know what we found amusing, those of us who were producers? You guys sitting in the parking lot in your cars and seeing which one was going to come into the studio first.
No. That isn't true.
He would never come into the studio first.
No, that was true.
He would come in within 10 seconds of the show being started, saying, what went on today? And so, you know, it was stressful for me. So I'm an A-type personality, what to do the right thing, and he's an A-type of personality, and we clashed.
All right, Mike.